This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. Our number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
So there is something very interesting and unusual in the news today. There's also another story that Bonnie's got for later on about this guy from, what was the group again?
The Proud Boys.
The Proud Boys. You've heard a thing or two about the Proud Boys.
Oh, yeah, the Enrique guy being an informant.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Looks like their top dog was actually a government agent. Or at least an informant, which is what's the difference.
Let's pretend to be surprised.
So we can talk about that a little bit later. But first, this GameStop story. I saw...
That's amazing.
It took me a little while to... Like, I looked at a couple of stories about this, and one of them was... The first time I saw it was there was like a Bitcoin news agency that was reporting this as though it were some sort of Bitcoin-related thing. And I guess some guy who was analyzing this situation we're about to tell you about said that this is good. It's good news for Bitcoin because it shows decentralization is powerful. I'm not sure what this really has to do with Bitcoin, except for the fact that there was a group of people that were sort of outside of the system who are now screwing over the system. I mean, maybe that's the only...
I think I can explain what he was getting at, but we have to actually get into what's going on with GameStop beforehand.
So I've got a story here that is supposed to be a pretty good overview from RT, that is Russia Today. And, you know, you always got to go to Russia Today when you want a good perspective that's not going to fillet the American government.
Yes, they fillet the Russian government.
Yeah, you just got to know. You got to know what you're getting into. So here it is. The NASDAQ has paused trading.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The system is not happy about what happened with this GameStop thing.
Well, good.
Yeah.
The system needs to die.
And after, apparently they did it after internet, quote, degenerates, unquote.
Who called them that?
We'll find out. Spotted Wall Street gearing up to make a killing, beat the traders at their own game, and got filthy rich while destroying the U.S.'s top hedge funds. So, the story here, NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman announced Wednesday morning, speaking to CNBC, quote, "We're actively monitoring social media chatter and will halt stock if we match chatter with unusual activity in stocks."
Oh, no, that's not the way this works, dude. Or chick.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You don't just get to say, oh, no, we don't want to allow these sales and pause trading.
Why not? It's their system.
Well, sure, right. But that's all the more reason the system needs to die. Yeah. I don't know what NASDAQ is. I don't know anything about it, but...
It's some kind of fancy stock thing where there's, like, the fancier stocks or, like, the more expensive stocks or whatever are in this thing. That's about all I know.
So it's sort of like an aggregate?
I think.
Well, I thought that was all stocks.
You know what? I don't. You're probably dealing with three people who don't know anything about stocks whatsoever. Like, I was explaining this to Calvin, one of my tenants here, and like I was telling him that I never heard of this hedge fund thing, and he already knew all about hedge funds, so I didn't have to explain to him what that was. But we're going to get into whatever a hedge fund is.
I had heard the term before, but it had never occurred to me to look into what it is because there are better ways to invest your money than in the stock market. You should diversify, sure, but. Cryptocurrency has proven to be a much better investment.
Well, yeah, and we should get into that as well. Like, why is cryptocurrency more interesting to us than stocks?
Because they can't pause the trading on it, for one. They can just say, oh, no, you're ballooning the price of Dogecoin. We're ceasing all Dogecoin trading.
Right.
And like, look, I'll sell you some Dogecoin.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no centralized control over cryptocurrency like there is with the stock market. So kudos to these guys in this Reddit group, which we'll get into, for being able to screw with the system as much as they have before they can put the clamp down on, right?
Because the system seems to be having a meltdown. I didn't know about the trading being paused.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I've seen the reaction from these hedge fund billionaires and millionaires, and they are upset.
Because apparently they lost a lot of money today or something like that.
Oh,
so,
poor guys.
So the boss lady over at NASDAQ says that she's demanding regulators intervene to stop the, quote, manipulation, unquote, that sees amateur investors completely leave one of America's top hedge funds, Melvin Capital, teetering on the edge of bankruptcy.
That's such BS. These hedge funds manipulate the market all the time. Short selling is a wet way of manipulating the market.
Now, what is short selling?
It's when you borrow a stock on the basis that it's going to go down in value, mm-hmm. and then you sell it when it goes down in value, and you repay the loan for the stock, and you pocket the profit.
Isn't that what the hedge fund people do?
Yes.
I thought they
And that's how they've lost money.
No, here. I think what they do is you missed a step, or you confused a step. From what they're going to tell us here at RT, is they borrow the stock and immediately sell it. And then they rebuy it later when they expect that it's going to go down, and they make the difference in the price. Then they give the stock back to the person they borrowed it from.
Okay.
Yeah. As trading opened, Friedman kept her word, and the buying and selling of GameStop stock was halted intermittently throughout the morning. Also, from what I've seen, they're also halting AMC, the movie chain.
Yes, because the Reddit people who organized this against GameStop went through and they're like, hey, you know, this was really successful. Here are these other overshorted funds that we can do this to.
Is all of NASDAQ paused or just GameStop's part?
Good question. It sounds like the whole thing might be paused, but that is an excellent question. In a bid to stave off the manipulation, she said, but what was it about one failing video games retail company that sparked the panic on Wall Street, asks RT. A fixture in American shopping malls, GameStop once held launch night parties for the biggest annual video game releases, but it's seen its business fall off a cliff in recent years due to digital purchasing and the decline of malls nationwide. Enter the short sellers. Put simply, hedge funds looking to capitalize on failing businesses can borrow shares in a company, immediately sell them, and ideally buy them back later at a lower price to pay back the original lender while pocketing the difference. Should the price rise, however, instead of fall, these funds have to pay back the shares at the new higher price. Now, what's not
for some for perspective on this, the price of a single share of GameStop last year, I think in August, was like $3.
Oh, yeah. This thing has been GameStop. And I'm not a stock person, right? Like, I don't spend any time following stocks. But I happen to know that GameStop was doing bad because I watched this video game podcast
on occasion. Of the new consoles don't even have disk drives.
Right.
I mean, Microsoft and Sony have been trying to get away from used games forever.
Is that right?
That's why they started with launch day DLC and crap like that on disk
to
DLC.
Encourage people to move to downloadable.
Yeah, or to just buy the game directly. I mean, they don't want two people to be able to play the same game. Mm-hmm. You know, they want you to have to buy another copy for the second person.
Oh, so you can't share
the
game in that way.
That's greedy.
Yeah.
And they think you're stealing from them. If you sell the game to GameStop and someone comes along and buys it later, they're like, oh, you stole from us. Now two people got to, but only there's still only one copy of the game in circulation, right? It doesn't matter if I let my nephew play one of my video games. I'm not stealing from them.
Apparently,
I don't have to buy a second copy.
Apparently it matters to them.
Yeah, well, they're idiots who believe in intellectual property.
That's a great point. So the thing that I'm not clear on, and if you're like one of these stock expert types and you can answer this question, is at what point when the stock price goes up, do they have to repurchase it and give it back to the original lender? Is it like immediately, or is it within a certain percentage, or is it, you know, how do they figure that out? Because the stock price has been shooting up on GameStop because of this, you know, activity by this Reddit group.
From one of these stories that I saw, they pretty much should do it immediately, because if they don't, the price
they're
could just
lose.
Continue climbing, and they're going to lose out.
Right.
But I don't think there's an actual hard limit, and that's sort of what the issue here is. Is that so much of these people on Reddit control the GameStop stock, and they're refusing to sell it to these hedge fund people. They're like, no, we're not letting you buy this.
Oh,
and that's
wait
driving,
a minute.
That's creating a feedback cycle that is just driving the price higher and higher and higher.
Hold on. You're saying the buyers on Reddit.
The people who have the GameStop shares.
Right. They're buying a ton of these shares, presumably the ones that were originally being sold by these very hedge funds or whatever. And then when the hedge funds go to buy it back, there's like a dearth of availability. There's not very many in the market for sale at all.
Right. And the longer they hold out on selling, the higher the price is going to get. Until eventually they will be like, okay, you know what? We're at $3,000 a share. Sure. I'll sell you my shares.
And isn't it hundreds of dollars right now?
I think it's about 300 right now, yeah.
So it's gone up like 100 times, basically? 100-fold
increases, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's absolutely remarkable. And the longer they hold out, the bigger that number's going to get.
Right, and no one could have seen this coming because everybody else, you know, look, if you're looking at buying a stock, you don't look at GameStop because it's garbage. You know, the company is going to die. It's just, the question is, when are they going to close their doors? More coming up here. 603-283-6160. If you've been following us, let us know.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Talk Live. We're talking about this really wild story. And normally, stock market, I'm not interested in talking about at all. Like, to me, that's same. One of the most boring topics you can possibly discuss. But not today. No, no. Today, it's become very, very interesting, where apparently a Reddit group, which is, what is it, slash R... Do you remember what it is, Aria?
I don't, but I
Wall Street Bets.
Yeah.
Wall Street Bets all run together. And they have been playing a little game with these...
they've been playing it very well.
Yes, with these hedge fund people. Now, hedge fund people are like old school, old money stock trader types, right? These people have been working this...
These are the ones that have been saying Bitcoin is a fad, Bitcoin is dead.
Oh, they say that stuff too?
I'm sure they do.
Well,
it's the same type of person anyway. You know, this big suit, big wig, smoking a cigar in the back office, doing cocaine.
Yeah. Making tons of money.
Yeah.
Because they know...
Putting mom and pop places out of business.
Yeah, and they know the way the system works, or at least the way it has worked until this point. Because the average person didn't have the ability to, prior to the internet, communicate in an effective, efficient manner. And to organize themselves in a way that, you know, they'd never been able to do before.
There was something else they couldn't do before either, buy stocks directly. You know, they had to go through investment firms and things like that if the average person wanted to buy shares of something. Now you can use Acorns or Scottrade or Robinhood or one of these other apps to just buy the stocks directly and cut out those investment firms.
Oh,
and
interesting.
So this wasn't even possible 10 years ago. This couldn't have been done.
Oh, wow.
But the world is changing rapidly, and it sounds like these hedge fund guys didn't think that could ever happen.
Oh, yeah. They're getting left behind in the dust.
By internet degenerates.
That's what they're calling them here. We'll get to more of the story here, but also want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you go there, you will learn about the other thing that's way more interesting than stocks, and at least in the case of Bitcoin, has been pretty profitable over the last decade. You can go to Bitcoin.com and learn about Bitcoin. Learn about Bitcoin Cash as well, because there's more than just the original Bitcoin out there, and you need to get it. If you're going to get into it, you should at least learn the fact that there are other options out there besides Bitcoin. And they'll teach you about that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click on Get Started at the top of the page there. And once again, that's Bitcoin.com. So let me continue here with this RT story, explaining what's going on. So I'm going to just re-explain what a hedge fund is, because, again, you know, I don't know anything about this stock stuff, and it's important to kind of get this concept. So hedge funds are looking to make money on businesses that are failing. And the way they do that is they borrow shares in a company from people who are willing to lend them. And I guess the reason why somebody would take this risk is because they could make more later on if the price goes up. But anyway, for whatever reason, people are giving them their stocks. They're borrowing these stocks somehow. And then they, according to the story here at RT...
Well, I guess for the person loaning the stock, it's pretty much guaranteed that they're going to get their money back at some point, either because they sell immediately and can just call that back in, or because the price goes up and then they get back more, or the price goes down and they still get back the original cost of the stock.
Do they get back the money or they get the stock back? Don't they just get the stock back?
I do not know.
Yeah, see, there's still a few questions I have about how this works. But either way, the company borrow these stocks, they immediately sell them at whatever the current price is. And then later, because they're expecting the stocks are going to go down in price, when the stocks go down in price, they buy them back. And then they give them back to whoever they borrowed them from, presumably, at that point.
It sounds like a market research failure on the part of these companies that were shorting or expecting the price of GameStop to go down from $3, because they just put a new board member on who is just your average person who bought 13% of GameStop shares.
Really?
And went in to shake the company up saying, hey, why don't you transition to online services? We should be competing with Amazon. Get this old school stuff that doesn't work anymore out of your brains, and let's focus on this new direction. And GameStop has been working on that. So,
yeah,
and a lot of people,
it's probably too little, too late. I mean, honestly, you think these old dinosaurs at GameStop are going to be able to come back from the brink of extinction?
Well, look at what happened with GameFly. I mean, they sort
of, what is that?
It was a game rental service very similar to the original Netflix stuff.
Okay.
Like, you're probably the only person.
So they ship you a game.
You'd rent a game from them. They'd ship it to you. You could keep it as long as you want and send it back, and they'd send you a new game.
Yeah, sure.
Just like Netflix.
Did they go under?
I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is still there for people to take advantage of and for people to use if they want to.
But it's not working, right? So that's why they went out of business.
Well, has GameStop tried it? Maybe they were mismanaged.
Could be.
You know?
I mean, they've definitely been poorly managed. But so should the price rise instead of the fall, the funds would then have to pay back the shares at the new higher price. Well, these guys didn't expect GameStop's price to rise at all. And it's understandable. You know, it seemed like they were just going to spiral down the drain until they went out of business. But the reverse happened. Profiting off a failing business may seem either a canny move or the epitome of vulture capitalism, but it's a common practice. Wall Street's top investing firms even help each other identify stocks ripe for the picking, as Citron Research did when it deemed GameStop a, quote, failing mall-based retailer in terminal decline. Citron Research and Melvin Capital both bought tens of millions of dollars worth of short positions in GameStop, but soon learned the hard way that in short selling, there's no end to the amount of money one can lose. The 2 million members of Reddit's Wall Street Bets community took an interest in GameStop back in August when they noticed the arrival of pet supply e-tailer Chewy's co-founder Ryan Cohen to its board, signaling there was some life in the company yet. When they noticed the Melvin Capital and Citron had bought the stock short, so I guess you can just find out who's putting these short purchases in?
Presumably, huh. If you care to, I guess.
They decided to start buying, pumping up its value, partly to make a buck, and partly to punish the hedge funds for profiting off the death spiral of a store ingrained in their childhood memories. Wow. So they specifically were able to identify who was trying to do the short selling, and they knew exactly who they would be able to punish. That's interesting.
I mean, would it matter who it was if they were trying to just punish whoever it was responsible?
Throughout January, GameStop's value shot up from $18 per share to $347 as of today.
Jesus Christ.
As hedge fund managers.
And let's keep in mind, let's see, what is that increase?
It's a lot. I mean,
I'm just going to lowball it and say it's a 1,000% increase. It's obviously higher than that, but this company invested tens of millions of dollars in short selling this.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by 1,000, and that's pretty much the loss that they're faced with right now. And I love everything about that.
As hedge fund managers whined and raged on television and Twitter, the Wall Street Bets community dug their heels in and continued to buy. Both funds took a beating, with rumors of Melvin Capital's bankruptcy circulating yesterday. Melvin's manager, Gabe Plotkin, told CNBC the rumors are false, but the fund still needed a bailout of nearly $3 billion to cover its losses before it closed its position that afternoon. Now, when it says a bailout,
that means they went bankrupt.
Uh-huh.
But does the government give them money?
That's what I'm wondering. Are they actually asking the government to bail them out from making a huge investment mistake?
They should just die.
And I'm sure the government will. The government bailed out the banks in 2007.
Sure, but are hedge fund managers considered as important to government agencies as the bankers are? I'm going to say they probably aren't. I mean, essentially,
it depends on how much they contribute to their political campaign.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But generally, I mean, a hedge fund, they're just gamblers, right? Like, that's all they're doing. They're just gambling based on research, but that's it. Whereas banks are more directly tied into the state, right? The banks are essentially sort of part of the Federal Reserve System. 603-283-6160.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just quick. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting new executive orders on climate change. Biden saying the U.S. has delayed action for too long on addressing the climate crisis. responding to a question about what his message would be to the oil and gas workers who will see an end to their livelihoods, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says,
coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
The Fed Reserve announcing that they're keeping interest rates steady. Policymakers wrapping up their meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, says censuring former President Trump may be better than going through an impeachment trial because it's clear most Republicans won't vote to convict him. The Virginia Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday. Senate Democrats are reintroducing a D.C. statehood bill.
The 693,000 residents of Washington, D.C. have no congressional representation, yet pay more in taxes per capita than anyone in the United States. Lawmakers on Wednesday are discussing a bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the United States. If the bill comes to fruition, it would almost guarantee two additional Senate seats for the Democrats. Back in June, then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, said he was not going to bring the legislation to a vote in his Republican-controlled chamber. End quote. Only a congressional amendment can redesignate D.C. from a city to a state, and the 23rd Amendment would probably need to be repealed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And especially if you've been following this absolutely fascinating GameStop situation. Now, I didn't think we would be talking about GameStop except to talk about how they're likely going out of business. But now their fortunes have changed all of a sudden because, well, some people who grew up with GameStop, presumably the younger users of a Reddit group calling themselves Wall Street Bets, I believe it is. Wall Street Bets decided to focus on purchasing up GameStop stocks, which are, you know, just cheap as hell as of just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they saw the price balloon up in just this month, in just the last, you know, 4 weeks. The price has gone up from $18 per share to $347 earlier today.
I just can't imagine why anyone has any sort of nostalgia for GameStop.
Well,
I mean, they ripped us all off every time we sold them used games. I mean, what? Let them die, dude. They gave you 7 cents for your brand new copy of Call of Duty 5 because you played it for 2.5 minutes.
I was wondering, like, is it a bad thing that GameStop doesn't die because, like, the market wants it to die?
Well, apparently the market wants it to live.
I don't know how much this is actually going to help GameStop, though. Do you?
Well, it's increased the value of their shares tremendously. At the very least, it'll put off their death for some amount of time. If you know,
does GameStop get any of this money
if they're holding their own shares and they sell them?
Fair point.
Then yeah, they would. right?
Well, we know one of the board members is holding at least 13% of the shares.
Yeah. So I'm going to go. We'll get deeper into this story here because, again, it's just absolutely fascinating. And apparently there's a couple of these old money hedge funds companies that are, like, basically going to go out of business, or at least that's what people believe is going to happen. They are taking a beating on this. And so maybe they don't love GameStop, but they like it better than they like hedge fund managers.
Okay,
you know?
That's fair. Between the two, I would also pick GameStop.
Right. At least you got something from GameStop at some point in your life,
that's
right?
True.
So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. Mike is in Wisconsin. You're first up. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious, do you guys know any VPNs that are, like, free? Or do you actually have to pay for, like, a good quality one?
You say VPN?
VPN, yeah, virtual private network. For listeners that don't know, how would you define what that is, Aria, a VPN?
It encrypts your, well, it may encrypt, some of them encrypt, I don't think they encrypt by default, but it encrypts your communications over the internet to a specific server that a bunch of other people are using, which makes it impossible for ISPs to figure out what you're doing with your internet.
It kind of makes it so you can look like you're coming from a different place on the internet as well.
Yeah.
So you can sort of masquerade as though you're in Singapore or you're in, you know, somewhere in Europe or whatever. They have these different locations around the globe. Lots of these VPNs do. Now, what you get for free, I don't know. It's been a while since I've looked for a free
VPN. I would suggest WinScribe. They give you 10 gigabytes per month for free, which isn't really a lot. The average user will probably fly through that fairly quickly. But their paid version is also like $40 a year.
Okay.
And they take cryptocurrency.
Our friend and co-host on Friday nights, Mr. Penguin, a.k.a. Chris Wade from thinkpenguin.com, they have their own Penguin VPN service as well. It's not free, but they do offer it. And obviously, they're super privacy nuts. So, I mean, if you want a VPN service run by absolute nuts about privacy, then I would say Penguin VPN would be a good choice. And they also take cryptocurrency for that. So, Mike, I hope that helps. Any other thoughts you want to share?
You said that was WinScribe?
Yes. Fun fact, okay. They do have a Facebook page, but the only thing there is a single post that says, if you're reading this, you don't take privacy seriously enough.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I kind of figured.
Cool.
In the marketplace, you get what you pay for, and for paying nothing, you probably won't get much.
Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Well, it restricts your server access, I think, to just the ones
just
in the United States.
Okay. So if you want international, you got to pay.
I think. I'm not 100% sure because I've been using the paid version for so long. Because, $45 a year.
It's worth it.
Every January, just send them some Bitcoin cash and I'm good to go. Oh. Just continue on.
603-283-6160. So let's get back into this GameStop thing where this Reddit community, Wall Street Bets, decided they were going to get in and support GameStop and try to take down these hedge funds. So apparently, and again, I don't know enough about how all this stuff works, but apparently you can identify the fact that short positions exist on a stock. Now, how you go about doing that, I don't know, but they did identify that. So in theory, that would mean anywhere they can, they can go look at these different failing businesses like AMC Theaters and see, oh, these hedge funds have put a bunch of short sells on this, and so they just go in and start buying it up.
I would love to see them do the same thing with AMC.
Mm-hmm.
Because AMC was dying, the movie industry, the theater industry is dead. AMC was obviously going to go down in value, right?
And then 2020 happened.
Yeah.
So, I worked in a movie theater, and I want them to die.
All movie theaters?
Yes.
Oh.
So I can imagine that, a lot of these hedge funds did short sell a ton of AMC stock. If they're losing billions on GameStop, they might lose tens of billions on AMC.
Well, and that's another thing about this is the story here says that, there's like no limit to the amount of money these people can lose, which is interesting. And they kind of explain that. So, again, 2 million people are in this Reddit, this Wall Street Bets. Now, how many of them actually made the purchases? I don't know, but obviously some large chunk of them did. Both funds took a beating. And now they're wanting a bailout of nearly $3 billion to cover its losses as of Wednesday. This is according to Melvin Capital. Citron's Andrew.
But that will only cover their losses if they can buy $3 billion worth of GameStop stock.
And that they can't do if people aren't willing to sell it.
And that's why the losses are infinite.
That's really interesting. So Citron's Andrew Left said Wednesday he had managed to close his position at a loss of 100%. with short sellers down $6 billion as of Tuesday. The self-described degenerates. So that's who.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
I like them better now.
Wall Street Bets posted screenshots of their ballooning bank balances, revealing in their, which means that some of them are selling, reveling in their newfound wealth as Wall Street suffers. One poster reportedly turned $55,000 into $13 million, while another posted a screenshot of his $64,000 gain, announcing, quote, "I can now write my mom a check and put my sister through Lyme disease treatment. This has been a very rough year, but I'm so thankful for every single one of you." Life-changing money is turning into destiny-changing money, another wrote on Tuesday night. Wow.
The government can't have regular people making that much money.
No, and that's why they're stepping in. At least not the government is stepping in, but Wall Street is stepping in. NASDAQ freezing trading today. Now, we aren't sure whether they froze the entire stock exchange or if they just froze, you know, AMC and GameStop. But if you know more and you want to weigh in here, 603-283-6160. As the titans of Wall Street seethed, and again, this is RT.com reporting, investor Michael Burry, who made a fortune on the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis, said in a now-deleted tweet on Tuesday that trading in GameStop is, quote, unnatural, insane, and dangerous, and that there should be, quote, legal and regulatory repercussions.
I love how RT points out that this guy was one of the causes of the housing crisis in 2007 and 2008, leading to the Great Recession,
mm-hmm.
and he's out on Twitter bitching about losing at his own game.
One of the activists here, I mean, for lack of a better term, William Legate, writes on his Twitter, quote, "What we're witnessing isn't a traditional pump and dump. It's an unorganized yet collective effort of meme lords and average Americans to completely ignore all market fundamentals and through the power of social media, bankrupt hedge funds overnight, taking their funds. Legality unclear." Reddit is also in the process of memifying AMC stock to revive it from the dead, which is cheap right now. This is like the Occupy Wall
Sounds
Street.
Like I need to go online and buy some AMC.
Buy some AMC, right? If it's not frozen. And that's the question. Are they actually freezing these purchases? What is going on with that? We'll have to check that out. But he says this is like the Occupy Wall Street movement, but on their own turf with real financial consequences. Incredible, he says. Despite Burry's call for punishment and Friedman's fretting over manipulation, Friedman again is the CEO of NASDAQ, the amateur investors of Wall Street Bets aren't actually breaking the law, according to RT. Their forum posts are considered free speech under the First Amendment rather than illegal attempts to dupe investors. We'll tell you more about this. Absolutely fascinating. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. Just reviewing our chat room. Somebody claims that their Reddit's been shut down. That's not true. Reddit.com/r/WallStreetBets is still there.
It would be distressing to find out that Reddit had shut down their subreddit.
And apparently there's now 3.6 million degenerates. It shows that on this... Like, in the area where Reddit shows you about the community, and it shows you the number of people, below that it actually says degenerates.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. So their numbers, again, this RT story we're sharing with you said there were 2 million, which means their numbers have gone up significantly in this subreddit since the story started to break over the last 24 hours. This is huge.
It's an awesome story, and it's a good idea, and... We're both now looking at Robinhood and AMC because that seems to be their next target.
Yeah, if they're going after AMC next. I mean, again, what is NASDAQ going to do? I mean, they can't close their entire operation, right? Are they going to ban Robinhood from making stock trades? What is it that they're going to do about this?
So no, I mean, and the. The reality of the situation is that they've already lost this war. If they were going to kill Robinhood, they would have had to have done it, you know, a decade ago. Mm. If they were going to kill Acorns, those ships have already sailed, and now the average person can do this.
And what is happening, for those that don't know, those just tuning in, is a bunch of people on a subreddit called Wall Street Bets, have been organizing to purchase failing stocks like GameStop. And ultimately, that kills these hedge fund companies, these big Wall Street companies that have been around for however many decades and have been making buku bucks off of people, to kill these companies, like literally overnight or darn close to it. According to the story at RT, despite, again, there's been a call for punishment, of course, from the hedge fund managers, and then the NASDAQ CEO claiming that the stock is being, quote, manipulated. The amateur investors aren't actually breaking the law, according to RT.com. Their posts are considered free speech rather than illegal attempts to dupe investors.
Well, they're not duping anyone.
No, they're buying the stock.
Buying and selling stock manipulates the price of stocks. I mean, if you're doing anything in the stock market, you're manipulating the market.
There's been an awakening, says financial advisor Tim Collins. He says further, a large group of retail traders have realized if they work together, they can overpower any institution or short seller in the world, outside of the Fed, of course. One Reddit poster...
Oh, no, we can overpower that one, too, just not with the stock market.
Right, not through the system.
For that one, we need cryptocurrency.
Another Reddit poster put it more bluntly, quote, what I think is happening is that you guys are making such an impact that these fat cats are worried that they have to get up and put in work to earn a living. Tim Poole, who was actually a podcaster who talked about you during your campaign, Aria, when you were running for sheriff, says on his Twitter, people finally realized pitchforks weren't working and used dollars to F over Wall Street elites.
Nice.
Did he say nice stuff about Aria?
Yeah, he was very complimentary towards Aria. Now, he hasn't had Aria on his show yet, which would be nice, but maybe someday. Glenn Greenwald weighing in here, saying the GameStop Reddit Melvin episode is one of the most amazing events in a while. Read this great thread to understand the significance. And then he links over to this William Legate, or Legate, in his post. So they're talking about this Melvin hedge fund company being way down on this. According to the math that one of these Wall Street Bets guys did, as of January 22nd's close, Melvin was down 30%. They had 13.1.
That is music to my ears, man.
They had 13.1 billion AUM. I don't know what that is. As of March 2020, that's a loss of $3.9 billion as of January 22nd. During this time, GameStop increased almost $47, a.k.a. for every $12 increase in GameStop price, Melvin loses $1 billion.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
GameStop's price is, right as I'm writing this, $103.46, and that's now over $300-something. So this post is from, you know, whenever it was, a few days ago. So as of that time, Melvin had lost another $3.2 billion. When GameStop hits over $175, it will be game effing over for Melvin with a 100% loss. They cannot restart. Another poster says, Redditors,
that is beautiful.
Redditors have done more to hurt Wall Street in 2 weeks than Occupy Wall Street, the Democratic Socialists of America, and the Bernie Sanders presidential campaigns were able to do in a decade. All with a little bit of coordination and an internet post.
Does it tell you how many investors are in Melvin? Because there's like 2 million of the Redditors. Is there more Redditors than the Melvin investors?
I don't know. Do hedge fund companies have investors? Or are they just like privately managed companies with a bunch of money at their disposal that are trying to place bets on what they think the market's going to do? Mm-hmm. That would be a question for... It's a good question, Bonnie, and unfortunately, Aria and I don't know what we're talking about when it comes to these things. Like, we're pretty amateur.
No,
like, I've only ever bought, like, a handful of stocks in my entire lifetime. So I absolutely have near to zero experience with this stuff.
And when I do, it's usually through something like Acorns, yeah, or through a 401k where, you know, I pick a... like, a bucket of different stocks. I have no idea what actual stocks are in those things.
Right.
But it's like, hey, these are a bunch of tech stocks, whatever.
Yeah. When I got Robinhood, just to play around, it was the first time I'd ever done anything with, like, buying a stock in 20 years, I think. So, I bought, like, a share of Square and a share of something else, just to buy a couple things and watch and see what happens. Anyway, amid the celebration, some Wall Street Bets users predicted an impending regulatory crackdown, especially given the astronomical donations Wall Street gave to Joe Biden and the Democratic Party in the run-up to last year's election. Well, I'm glad to hear that these people are able to, you know...
To buy the law?
No, I'm glad to hear that the people in Wall Street Bets are able to see that Joe Biden is not their friend.
That's
right?
True.
You know, the speed in which Congress will probably pass legislation to prevent something like this GameStop thing from happening again will show you the difference between immediate for Wall Street and immediate for people waiting on those $2,000 checks. This is according to a NFL running back, Justin Jackson, also apparently an outspoken leftist. So, pretty fascinating stuff here, and apparently this is continuing to develop as time goes on. What I still want to know, and if anybody does know it out there, and you can answer the question, 603-283-6160, did the NASDAQ completely freeze all trading today? Because I know that some of the trading companies froze specifically GameStop and AMC.
Right.
So, I saw a notice from...
Well, did they freeze AMC?
TD Ameritrade, TD Ameritrade did.
Okay.
According to a post somebody made online, you know, showing some sort of email or a notice from TD Ameritrade that they were restricting. I don't know if it means they were freezing the trades, but they were putting some sort of restrictions on trades for AMC Theaters and GameStop today. So where are they going next with this? I don't know. I haven't spent really any time looking at the Wall Street Bets subreddit, but I imagine that is the place you are going to want to start looking at this. And if it's true that they can just go after any company that's got these short sale positions and they can just somehow identify which one of these stocks has these things, they can go and just target these things every single day.
And I'm hoping that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, and if this is successful and if they're continually able to do this without the government somehow intervening or without NASDAQ somehow restricting the market to prevent this, because who knows what they're going to come up with. I mean, I don't know
how this could possibly be illegal or what law they could possibly use to make it illegal.
Well, I mean, they would pass a law, presumably, you know, making it illegal to buy your own stocks. You have to go through a stockbroker again like you used to back in the day. I mean, they're going to try whatever kind of Hail Mary desperate moves they can possibly do.
I don't think that would pass.
Well, I don't know.
We might actually see pitchforks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the point was, you know, all the Occupy DC stuff or Occupy Wall Street stuff didn't do jack. You know, it didn't do anything.
I mean, they just hung out for a few months on Wall Street.
Right, so bringing pitchforks isn't going to make, you know, a difference. Wall Street's got plenty of money. They've got plenty of men with guns who will literally defend their positions.
I don't know. People made it into the Capitol building.
That's true.
And that was over something completely stupid.
Oh, yeah.
This is not completely stupid.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting if people actually
held their government accountable?
Well, in this case, it's not the government. It's Wall Street.
Well, it would be the government if Wall Street was like, hey, you have to make it so that this can't happen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, they already have had armed guards out in front of these Wall Street buildings for years. I mean, I remember going to that area because we had this yearly talk show conference called Talkers that we would go to, right. Mark and I. They didn't have it in 2020, but prior to that, we went for like 15 years straight. And it's always in Manhattan, so it's usually not too far from, you know, Wall Street. And so we actually had lunch one year, and this was probably like early on, 2006, 2007. And there's men with guns down there. You know, there's those what do you call them? Those barricades that kind of rise up from the bottom of the street, like they're held in the street, and then they just sort of rise up like stone barricades to stop trucks from coming down the alleyways. So they've got some serious security already, and I imagine they're going
to
be pumping it up.
Well, they have to protect their cocaine.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here and weigh in on this interesting situation developing with the stocks and what's happening, where is this going next? Are they targeting AMC? If you got your ear to the ground on this, let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.